Hi, Dr. Sam Waldron here. The fields are white for harvest, but the laborers are few. Most men who need a seminary education can afford it the least, and no seminary is fully supported by student tuition and fees. We rely on the generosity of our supporters and friends. Would you give today and help us to make Informed Scholarship with Pastoral Heart affordable for the next generation of gospel ministers? Visit cbtseminary.org/give to learn how you can help.
Welcome to another episode of the Pastor's Inbox on the Man of God Network, brought to you by Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. We are in the fourth discussion related to marriage, and this particular topic that we're going to be taking up is related to marriage communication, but it is a little bit more distinctly different, and that topic is stated in the form of a question. Should wives work outside of the home? I anticipate this could be an interesting conversation. Perhaps many people are very opinionated about an answer to this question, but we're interested to know what you pastors have to give for your answer to this question. So we'll begin by simply asking, are there circumstances where it might be appropriate for a wife to work outside of the home? And whatever answer you give, would you please give some scriptural proofs for your answer as well?
Well, let me begin with scriptural proofs. I would appeal to Proverbs 31. You know, that virtuous wife was not confined to home, that's for sure. Verse 13, she's seeking wool and flax, that is materials with which to do work. 31:14, she brings her food from afar. 31:16, she considers a field and buys it. And then after that, she plants a vineyard. And then 31:24, she's making garments and she's actually selling them, not simply herself, but to the merchants. So some kind of commercial enterprise going on there. And she did all of this while she does have children. We're not told how old the children are envisioned there, but in 31:28, she has children. And we also see verse 15, verse 21, she's taking care of her household by way of provision being made and feeding them and the like. So it's not to say that a woman must be engaged outside the home. Look, you've got to be this virtuous wife and you've got to do all of these things in addition, but at least it does underscore it's not forbidden. It's not sin. There are some scenarios where it is going to be appropriate. The old King James of Titus 2:5, where the younger women are to be, quote, keepers at home. And that's not really the best translation. As if say, she's got to stay at home, can't go anywhere else. I think it's more literally, she's to be a guard of the home, or one commentator referred to it as a guardian of the home. Therefore, working outside the home is not strictly forbidden in that text, but surely it does mean that this will be her special domain. New King James has it homemakers, New American Standard, workers at home, ESV is similar to that. So the idea that home is her primary concern, not some extra career out here, and home is just kind of an afterthought. And, you know, even all that we see there in that Proverbs 31 wife, well, she did that with a view to her household's best. She does good to her husband. She's doing good to her children. In other words, she's not self-seeking. She's not self-promoting. She's not out for herself and her own chosen path. But again, she's a guardian of the home. Her primary concern and sphere under God is promoting the well-being of her family, and she's very involved in that work. Now, as to circumstances in which a woman might work outside the home, well, can I say that there are many potentials? I mean, if she's a widow, or if her husband is disabled and can't go to work, or if she was deserted by her husband, before children come along, I personally have given counsel that it's good for a husband and wife to both work and to learn to live on one income while setting aside the other for that eventual down payment on a house. And in some cases, the kids are grown. I know one case where kids were going, they're empty nest, and the wife, with her background, wanted to be of some help, not only in the home, but then also to children. Maybe it's financial needs of the family, some temporary scenario. I'm not talking about covetousness. You know what? It would really be great if we had a newer car and a bigger home. But as far as here's some real financial need that it requires extra income. Now, obviously, first and foremost, you'd want to see the husband picking up extra work if at all possible. But there might be a scenario where, no, this is going to be a way for generating income. The point is, it's not strictly forbidden in God's word. And therefore, it does come under the heading of Christian liberty. But Christian liberty is always within God's order. That is, it's not to be to the neglect of God-given responsibilities, but rather whatever is consistent with being a guardian of the home. But I think we do need to draw a distinction between that which is permissible and that which is advisable. And therefore, it's going to be for husband and wife both to ask, is this really what's best for the family? Hmm. If it's pursuing a career out of self-interest and self-promotion, how is that consistent with what's best for the family and being a guardian of the home? If it's out of covetousness, how is that consistent? But if it's necessary for survival, well, how can she not then do everything to provide for her family in various ways? Joe, I'm going to put that in your lap, brother.
Well, without disagreeing with you, because I don't disagree with you on the matter of whether it is sometimes scriptural and allowable, I will just say this. We have to remember the culture we live in, and we must not compromise the teaching of Scripture in order to bow to our wicked culture. We live in a sad time when even a question like this would be considered ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We would be laughed at for even addressing it. Of course, the woman can work outside the home. She should follow her dreams. She should pursue her career. And I believe that is contrary to what the usual biblical standard is, that the man works to provide for the home and the woman stays home, guards the family, guides the children, bears the children, guides the children. And so we have to be careful not to cave to our wicked culture on this issue and in this area, like I've seen so many persons and perhaps churches willing to do. Our culture believes it's just fine for a woman for any reason to work outside the home. And she has every right to pursue her own career as much as the husband does. And while that's very American, in my opinion, that is unscriptural, and I'm not willing to compromise with that, while still agreeing, Brother Lee, with everything you said about sometimes it being allowable and even necessary for the woman to do that. But I'll tell you what I hate in our culture, and I hate to hear it, especially from someone professing to be a Christian. I dislike it when a wife and a mother talks mournfully about having to give up her dreams and her career in order for the drudgery of a life at home, providing for her husband and meeting the needs of her family. The motherhood and wifehood, it's the dream job. That is the dream job. And not long ago, I had the privilege to counsel someone who was struggling with this, a godly person, but they were struggling with, you know, so do I have to give up what I studied in college for? I give up just so I can stay home and teach my children. And what I tried to convince her was, you're not losing. If you're able to stay home with your children, you're a winner. For God certainly is delighted, and Titus, I do believe, teaches the importance of that. So there is no, while we would acknowledge that sometimes it is allowable, sometimes it is necessary, there is no better scenario. There is no greater, more fulfilling life than the life that God has ordained for the woman to give herself to the duties of a wife and a mother. That's my opinion. Lee, feel free to counterbalance that if you feel that you need to.
No, brother, I feel no need at all. In fact, I think that we've approached the subject from kind of two different perspectives, which I hope would be considered balanced all the way around.
Yes.
Well, for the second part of this conversation, we might piggyback off of Pastor Joe's side of the answer. I'm curious to know if you brothers think that there are circumstances where a wife should work in the home exclusively and not work outside of the home at all. So what are your thoughts to this?
Well, I would think certainly while there are little ones in the home, and any extra or certainly outside work would require neglecting them, I would have to say, where is that right? Because we're not called by God to neglect God-given responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And therefore, unless there was some just absolute providential matter, like a husband disabled or the like, what possible reason could that wife have for neglecting her responsibility towards her children? I would also say if a woman's health is rather fragile, that, you know, it's, look, she's doing all she can maintain, all she can do just to maintain. Therefore, is it right that more should be on her, either self-imposed or husband-imposed, doesn't matter. There needs to be a great sensitivity there. And again, it comes back to her God-given responsibilities and her husband's God-given responsibilities for her, looking out after what is in her best interest in those situations. Now, I suppose there could be all kinds of particular scenarios that could be spelled out, but those were two things, really, I guess three, that came to my mind, the little ones in the home, and then the woman's health, and then the husband and his counsel. But Joe, what would you add to the list?
You know, I don't think, Brother Lee, I can add anything to that. I will just reiterate what I said earlier about the glory of the job of motherhood. The Bible's clear that the woman's primary duty is to marry, bear children, guide the home. Not that there are not some exceptions there, and we've talked about those, but the home is her domain and it is her first responsibility. And she should work in the home exclusively. That's the question we're addressing. If her working outside the home would interfere with this wonderful God-given responsibility that he's given to her. And so that's the question that's got to be faced. Is this, is my working interfering? Are my activities outside of the home interfering with my duties as a wife and as a mother? So those are the questions that have to be asked. But I'm in agreement with what you said. I could have just said amen to what you said and stopped right there. But I rarely do that. So
for our last question in this conversation, at least, in your minds, what challenges do each of these circumstances, whether the woman in the marriage works outside of the home or stays home with the children exclusively, what challenges do you think these circumstances play upon marriage communication?
Well, I would say that husband and wife must be on the same page, and therefore they're going to have to communicate, but not just communicate, because they could have communication going on with strong differences of opinion. Therefore, together to seek God's will in his word, to prayerfully seek God's will in his word. I think, again, the husband must be recognized as the head, that God's given him that responsibility, but it is that responsibility in loving leadership. And therefore, a wife should submit, but that doesn't mean that she can't have an opinion and can't respectfully reason and communicate about, here's my take on it. And a husband should be ready to value his wife's input and her insights. She's, after all, a helper comparable to him. And I think of Samson's parents, Manoah, when, you know, he'd seen the angel of the Lord, oh no, now we're going to die, God's going to kill us. And it was Samson's mama who says, hold on, you know, if he was just going to kill us, he wouldn't have shown us this truth and told us these things. Well, Manoah, it seems, was all in a panic. And it was his wife who gave the wise counsel, and he did well to listen to her. The husband must be sensitive to the wife, and that's going to be multifaceted. You know, again, the 1 Peter 3:7 about dwelling with your wife with understanding. Well, that means he needs to be understanding of her physical, her mental, her emotional, and certainly her spiritual needs. And for a woman who's working outside the home, well, all of this needs to be closely monitored, and the husband ought to be very eager to help and to relieve. And by the way, if she is working outside the home, for whatever reason, the husband should also then do everything he can in the home to aid her in her responsibilities. I think care must be taken not to let busyness crowd out time together. You know, that can happen no matter working outside the home or not. But if there are those additional responsibilities, then the busyness can crowd out just the enjoyment of one another. Or then schedules. Oh, I'm sorry, we can never schedule to have a date or take a vacation or anything else because our work schedules are so. Well, no, I think care must be really taken. So there is that time together. And then also to keep communicating, even if the feeling, the pressures and the like, needs, joys, desires, etc. That sensitivity of 1 Peter 3:7, as I mentioned, is kind of multifaceted, because whereas it means being sensitive to her if her physical or emotional or mental needs, etc., but at the same time, the husband doesn't need to quell his wife's abilities. In fact, he, in a very sense, should be a good steward and to further, to desire to help her, to develop, to employ God-given abilities, things that are hers by providence. Well, would a due sensitivity not mean then that, yeah, he's going to help her to explore? He's going to be invested in these things with her. What is her desire? But at the same time, watching out. You don't want to be seeing too much on her. Certainly watching out so that the family and their relationship would not be neglected, but ever looking after what's best for the family, and especially spiritually, and therefore ever looking after her spiritual health and prosperity out of love for her. And that is all going to require healthy communication to keep the finger on that pulse.
Yes.
Joe, I hit it back to you, man.
Yeah. Amen. We're back to the subject we addressed a few episodes ago on communication. I'll just say a woman who must and may biblically, with God's approval, work outside the home, she still has to make her duties as a wife and a mother her God-ordained priority. Her number one priority is not her job in the workplace. Her number one priority is her family. Hmm. And therefore, the lines of communication have to be opened between the husband and the wife. She's got to be willing to discuss with her husband, listen to him. He's got to be willing to discuss matters with her and listen to her. And they must let each other know. She needs to let him know what aid, as you've already said, Brother Lee, here are some areas in which you can help me out. If she's helping out to earn the income, then certainly he can go the extra mile to try to help her. And I definitely agree with you that the husband is still the leader and the head in the home, but it doesn't mean that he can't listen to what she's got to say. And often I just wish I could say this, and sometimes I do get the opportunity to say it. Husband, listen, you don't know it all. Listen to what your wife has to say. I loved your illustration of Samson's mother. And you know what else you can do? If there's a breakdown in communication, if you're not seeing eye to eye, it's all right to get godly counsel. It doesn't mean that you're not a competent Christian. If you need to ask someone to help, go to a pastor, go to a wise person in the church and say, can you give us some help? That doesn't mean you're not good Christians. As a matter of fact, good Christians look for godly counsel. The Proverbs tells us to make war by wise counsel. And so we should never feel ashamed if we have to ask the pastor to help us on a point. If the woman is working in the home exclusively, you know what? Her husband needs to be communicating with her how much he appreciates her and how much he knows. While the world may ridicule and act as if, you know, all this cultural pressure about you don't have a job and you don't have a career. Oh, yes, you do. And I love Proverbs 31, where the children rise up and call her blessed, and the husband praises her in the gate. Well, that's part of your communication, husband. You have a wife who is giving herself to the glorious work of being a help fitting for you and being a mother. You don't just say, well, I expect it. That's your job. You heap praises on her. That's the way you communicate with her. And I would say to the woman, communicate your delight in the man who is providing for the family's needs. And in those cases where enough money may not be coming in to support the household, those are times when the woman needs to communicate that to the husband. Finances can become a real serious issue in a marriage. And therefore, there needs to be communication. If the bills aren't getting paid, there needs to be good communication between the husband and the wife, and maybe with some outside counsel. What can we do to make ends meet and still each of us fulfill our God-ordained role? So communication, let me say that, is very important in the matter which is under discussion right now.
Well, thank you, brothers, for your labors in answering these questions. This last episode may not be as long as our recording block, but you guys have graciously given a number of minutes here to answer at least 4 episodes related to marriage and marriage communication. So appreciate your efforts and thank you for your time. We thank you, listeners, as well for making this resource useful to an audience that will benefit from the material that is listened to. We encourage you to search for previous episodes on manofgodnetwork.com and to submit any inquiring topics you might want us to talk about on pastorsinbox@cbtseminary.org. And until next time, we wish you grace and peace.